Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny today with a high near 49 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers, increasing clouds with a low around 33. Breezy winds from the east could gust as high as 26 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. And on Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 p.m., high near 55, breezy with an east wind gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. As reported on Monday, the Mississippi River is reaching above the 12-foot flood stage in La Crosse. As of 3 a.m. this morning, the river was at 13 feet, with minor flooding reported at the usual locations. The river is expected to crest at 15.2 feet on Sunday afternoon. As the weather warms across the central United States, significant melting of the snowpack near the headwaters of the Mississippi River is occurring over the next few days. According to the National Weather Service in Duluth, a near-record amount of water stored in the snowpack will be released. The Nearly Noon News will continue to monitor reporting from the Weather Service and keep listeners updated on flood activity as more news becomes available to us. Today, both state and federal taxes for 2022 need to be filed. Tax day is usually April 15th, but is later this year because April 15th falls on Saturday, and the District of Columbia has an Emancipation Day holiday on Monday, April 17th. There will be some changes for Wisconsin taxpayers in 2023. For single taxpayers, the bottom rate of 3.54% applies to taxable income below $13,810. The second rate of 4.65% applies to taxable income between that amount and $27,630. The third rate of 5.3% applies to taxable income between that rate and $304,170. The top rate of 7.63% applies to taxable income exceeding the $304,000 top rate. Some other tax changes coming for Wisconsin this year with new tax bracket. The percentage you pay in income taxes progressively increases from 10% to 37% the more you earn. Thanks to inflation, this year's thresholds have increased, meaning you have to make even more money to hit a higher tax rate. For example, in 2023, an unmarried filer who makes $35,000 a year will have a top rate of 22%, down from 24% last year. That shakes out to a total savings of $429. All filers can choose to take standard deductions or itemized deductions to reduce the amount of their income tax that's taxable for the year. Most claim the standard deduction because it's easier and doesn't require tallying up charitable donations, major medical bills, and state and local taxes. Like income tax brackets, the standard deduction gets an annual inflation adjustment. This year's bump is one of the biggest yet. In 2023, it's increasing by $900 to $13,850 for singles and by $1,000 to $27,700 for couples. On January 1st, Wisconsinites became eligible to save thousands of dollars in taxes when they buy electric cars, induction stoves, and other modern appliances under the Inflation Reduction Act that Democrats passed last fall. If you've added a heat pump, upgraded your breaker box, weatherized your insulation, installed a solar rooftop, or purchased an electric vehicle, you are eligible for a new tax credit of about 30%. Some information for this report came from various Wisconsin government websites and from Up North News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.